Hi everybody, here I will show you how you can energize, structure your water with a passive electroculture techniques. I will show you five different ones that are very effective, very efficient. Last year I had really wonderful results in my greenhouse that you see here from last year. So, what are those techniques? You can use the copper pyramid and put your water for your plants inside the copper pyramid like this, just as simple as that. You put the copper pyramid horizontally and oriented north-south like this. And so that's one technique. You can use the cone, the paramagnetic cone connected with the copper wire inside your inside the water like this, for example, and this will also energize your water. What can you do also? You can use a Lakowski coil. So it's an open circuit in copper that you put around like this, you see, or like the bracelet I have. You put that around your water like this, for example. It has to be open to have the Lakowski oscillation circuit effect. And this works really very well. It looks very simple, but it's really very effective. And then another technique, it's the Egina spirals. So you just use a floater like this, and you put spirals like this. It's like snail shells, very easy to make with aluminium wire. And then you put, if you can choose, you put the yellow one to the sky, to the cosmos, and the blue one to the earth. And then you will also increase a lot the water energy. You will energize your water. And it's very easy to use, just a floater. You can also put this in lakes, in ponds. It's very easy and it works. It's very effective. Here I didn't do it on time, so my water is a little bit green, but you will see that your water will stay a lot more crystalline, a lot longer. Your water will really be crystal clear a lot longer than usual with all those techniques. So you have the cone connected with the water, like this, the paramagnetic cone. You have the spirals, the idea from Egina spirals, Luigi Egina. This works really very well. You have the pyramid and you have also the antenna. So it's the atmospheric antenna like you see here. It's around 6 meters high that you see. And it's connected with a wire inside the greenhouse like this. It goes here. It goes here, and it's connected here with the water for the plants. Very easy. So here you have five different techniques. You have the pyramid, the atmospheric antenna, the paramagnetic cone, the Lakowski circuit, and you have the Egina spirals. So you see you have five different techniques that are very simple to make, that are really very cheap to do, and that have really fantastic, results, really very efficient. Thank you all, and have a good time with electroculture, good results, and share also your testimonials like we all do, and like we all learn together. Thank you.